Well, you know, like I've said before, it's very difficult to evaluate or to talk about a center. It's so much easier to talk about somebody that's in a playmaking, much more of a playmaking category. But I think probably he was the thing that we didn't acknowledge as opponents was his the durability stuff. That was all within the family. They knew that he was really durable and all of those things. What we remember about him, what I remember about him as a player, was the fact that he was such a consistent, solid, you know, his, you know, the thing he had going for him that everybody knew was he was quicker than most centers that you played against. Uh-huh. And so they could do a lot more things because of his ability to do things as a center. But I don't know how you put a number on a center other than he was clearly just a great player. And I think a Hall of Fame is a place for great players. Yeah. You know, that's the kind of thing that I see. I wonder sometimes when people go in, were they really a great player? Yeah. I think everybody that's ever had anything to do with Mick, whether they were on the team or an opponent, will say that he was a great player and he belongs in the Hall of Fame. I really believe that. But it's so hard to quantify or to what a center is because, as I told Peter King, that's the hard thing. It's because you can only say he was really good. He was, you know, they sound generic. Whereas you can say Jim Marshall did this and that, you know, that's so different. But I thought, and I think everybody that ever played at that era, and I played against him. I mean, that's how far back it goes. And then he played so much longer, what, 16, 17 years you were talking 17. About today. And so, and did it for all those years. Yeah. I think that's the thing that I noticed that he didn't go to the Pro Bowl the last 8 years of his career, but he sure was recognized as a premier player during all of that time.